Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Germany, Europe are in preparation for a worldwide nuclear war. Isn't that a very bold statement? Can that be proven by the facts? Many people wouldn't believe that. Many people think, oh, well, it's not that bad. Couldn't be possibly be that bad. They would be wrong. Today I will show you what is happening. I just came back from Germany, from Spain. I could see with my eyes, I could hear with my ears what is going on, because some are awake. Not too many, but some are. And so let me start with the worldwide military spending, the idiotic worldwide military spending. And I want to ask you the question, why? Why is this happening? For what purpose? Deutsche Welle wrote on April 22. The global defense budget saw its largest yearly increase in 14 years in 2023. Countries across Europe spent another year fearing security threats from Russia. Poland increased its military spending, the most of all European countries, by 75%. 75%. From 2022 to $31.6 billion in total. It's likely, the article goes on to say, military expenditures in 2024 will once again find an increase in spending. So they will even spend more money. For what? For the production of weapons. For what reason? Just for deterrence purposes? You're really that naive to believe that? The article continues. Niklas Schirnick, a political scientist at its Peace Research Institute in Frankfurt, said he had a pessimistic outlook. Of course he does. We all should. This current geopolitical situation is like a powder keg, he said. A powder keg, I like to add, which is ready to explode. We should watch Poland. Here's an article by Politico, dated April 22. Polish President Duda said Poland is ready to host nuclear weapons on its territory if NATO decides to reinforce its eastern flank. Why would they host nuclear weapons on its territory? Obviously for the purpose to ultimately use it. Use them. Not just having them there as decoration. Breitbart wrote on April 28, President Emmanuel Macron from France has opened a debate about creating a common European defense armed with nuclear weapons. This must include air or anti-missile defense, the firing of long-range weapons, nuclear weapons for those who have them or who have American nuclear weapons on their soil, which would include, by the way, Germany. He has also called for a debate about sending NATO troops into Ukraine. But not just NATO troops. Because The Sun wrote on May 2, Macron has declared he will send his country's brave troops to Ukraine if Putin breaks through the front line. If France was to send their troops into Ukraine's backyard, then it could cause major issues within NATO. Why is that the case? Because Article 5 in NATO's handbook states that all members are obliged to defend each other if there is an attack on one. And Russians are thought to be well aware that if they attack and kill French troops, then it could draw in UK, German, and even U.S. troops into the battle. And even though the mass media may portray it differently, Macron has many supporters in other European countries, especially in governments. So he's not an isolated figure who's just coming up with some ideas. No, no, these ideas are very well considered by others as well. Then there's the fear that Donald Trump will be re-elected as president. And so the Friday Times wrote on May 1, Germany has decided, notice very carefully what it says, they have decided to renew its army at this point and has increased its war budget. We all should know that, but we also should think about why they are doing it. One reason, of course, they want to be independent from the United States. But that's only one reason. It goes on to say, Europe is understandably concerned about the potential implications of a Trump presidency. It can be reasonably presumed, the article says, so it's not only me saying this. It can be reasonably presumed that preparations for war are underway. One can observe that intelligence and espionage activities have increased on all sides. It is to be expected that economic disputes will intensify. Economic disputes, unless they are resolved, will always end in military disputes. Let me talk a little bit about Germany now, and I want to talk about the biggest opposition party, the CDU, and what they just did. Behrens wrote on May 7. The German conservatives on Tuesday voted in favor of restoring compulsory military service as the country aims to revive its army in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The CDU-CSU alliance, currently Germany's largest opposition party, approved a motion calling for a temporary return to conscription. The conservatives have already pledged to introduce a year of compulsory community service for young people, which could be completed in the army or by working in civil society. But it was argued that this would take too long to introduce and put forward a period of compulsory service for a limited number of people. Who are those limited numbers of people? Now, the idea is like all would have to come to the military to be evaluated, every single one. And then they would decide who of those who are there would be drafted. So it's coming. Compulsory military service in Germany is coming. The next article will prove that beyond any shadow of a doubt. That is by Die Welt, dated April 25. Talking about Minister of Defense Boris Pistorius, who has been, they say, by far the most popular politician in Germany for more than a year. On the question of a possible reintroduction of compulsory military service, Pistorius stated that he had a clear plan in mind, and notice his statements, if we want to be able to defend ourselves, always talking about defense. Well, defense can also include a preparatory strike, a preventive strike. You should understand that. He says, if we want to be able to defend ourselves and be capable of war in the future, we need a stronger army, emphasized the SPD politician. In addition to professional soldiers, conscripts are needed who are available as reserves. At this point. This is essential for survival, he said. He's currently thinking about intermediate steps to compulsory service, which he would like to present shortly. I will come out with a concrete proposal in the month of May, he said. Sounds very much like what the opposition party, the CDU, has just come up with. Now, this is very troublesome. This is very much cause for concern. I recently gave a Standing Watch program on the fact that when Germany starts about compulsory service, when they talk about it, when they introduce it, and when they make it a law, it's dangerous, especially when it does come from Germany. Extremely, extremely dangerous, based on Germany's history. And so, to say it loud and clear, Germany and Europe are preparing for nuclear war. And you know what? The Bible tells you that this is exactly what's going to happen. The Bible tells you that Europe, under German leadership, will start a nuclear war against other nations. And then they will attack Far Eastern nations. And then nuclear war will break out there as well. But the Bible also tells you, when that happens, Germany will be utterly destroyed. And so we have prepared a booklet, a free booklet, The Rise and Fall of Germany and Europe. You should read this booklet to realize what the Bible has been prophesying for over 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 years. What is going to happen to Europe, to Germany in these end times? This booklet will explain it, and the facts will be very clear. So please ask for a free copy. And until next time, this is Norbert Lenk for the Standing Watch program.